Heard of Fersen?
I've got it to Kim now. Let me see. But I have to tell you that I have to disappoint you.
So,
I have to disappoint you.
So that means it's not allowable to correct the urine act and then drink the bears that left you, get any offer, you mean?
So according to the information I got from Mahavagapali and other commentaries, sub-commentaries, okay, now we got it. So now about this Mahavikatas.
Mm-hmm.
It's about Mahavikatas means the most very repulsive, repulsive things, very deformed things, which is waste materials. So now these are four. What are the four? It's called excrement, urine, and mud, and ashes. No? Now, urine is also included. All right? So, and then the Buddha allowed the monk to take it unoffered, the urine unoffered. If it is an emergency case, and the monk has been bitten by a snake, to take it unoffered, if there is no Kapyakaraka or a Dayaka around to offer it to him. So, but if there is a Dayaka, Kapyakaraka around, he has to take it and give it to the Kapyakaraka and get it offered. So this is the only condition the Buddha put this there. I have to remind, then we can see more details. We can tell.
这些背景就是有关四种大物，就是屎尿、灰土，这三样东西。然后这三样东西呢，不能佛的规定，就是在遇到紧急情况，比方说被蛇咬这种情况，然后如果然后又没有其他亲人在场，然后比库可以不经过手术，然后自己取这四种大物，然后服用。
So you are about Kapyakaraka?
Yes, of course.
So now, and then we have, for example, the sub-commentary. What is that? So then, now some commentaries give all the example with the saliva. If, for example, the one's own saliva from one's own body gets detached from the mouth, okay? So, and it falls somewhere. So, this has to be reoffered, okay? So, it is about, it's called, one's own saliva or the saliva of somebody else. Let's see, somebody is sneezing close to you. And pshu like that, and he, a bit of saliva goes to he, to your bowl. So you have to get it offered, your bowl.
So, 比方说，其他人在你面前打了一个喷嚏，然后因为他打了一个喷嚏，然后就是唾沫在掉到你玻璃里边，正常人的玻璃有出手。So
therefore now, even if one takes a what's called a glass, okay, puts it on the lip, and then he spits inside the glass, then the glass is attached to the lip, no? So he spits inside the glass, he can't swallow this saliva again, because as called, what is the criterion is that this saliva has gone out of his body. Okay? So, in the same way now, if one urinates, so if one touches the glass with one's penis and urinates, the urine falls into the glass, then that urine has been detached from your body.
Okay.
So, the whole glass has to be offered.
Okay.
whether it touches your body or it doesn't, the glass, whether the glass touches your body or not, the penis or not, it will be offered. Because it's called, especially on occasions where there is not any snake bite, you don't take it for snake bite, for other reasons, whatever.
Okay. So this emergency occasion only means a snake bite.
Yes, that is for snake bite, but under the condition there is nobody around to get it off.
Okay. 他说那个，比方说你拿一个杯子，然后这个杯里边贴过唾沫，然后这个事儿，如果说你还喝点这杯里边自己的唾沫的话，你这个杯是需要承受的。虽然说这个杯是贴在你嘴唇上，然后你的事是说是拿这个杯子。哦。然后同样的道理，尿是一样的，就不管你那个尿是碰着你的生殖器还是碰你的生殖器，你那个尿尿出来了。 然后你还再服用这个尿，也是容易受受的。尤其是你服用这个尿是在那个，就还有一条就是你服用这个尿不是在被蛇咬的情况下，如果被蛇咬的那我都无所谓。但是如果没有被蛇咬的话，这个情况是容易受的。那刚刚那个张老师说。
So then, did you deal with the glass?
Yes, glass.
Did you deal with the same what applies with the glass and the saliva applies with the urine?
Yes, exactly. 那刚才那个我也提一下，刚才那个张老师说那个。
杯子里那个唾液，要手术那个也是附注里面提到的，是吗？
So he's asking about so whether the example of the glass. So is this example from a subcommentary or not? This example about glass.
This is from the commentary regarding the saliva.
Saliva.
For example, the cubic saliva, for example, gets detached from the body.
Okay.
It is tane, tanantu chavitva. This is Samantabhasadika. It slips from its place.
Okay. So I explained to him.
Okay. And then sub-commentary explains, and then the sub-commentary is called whether it is oneself or somebody else's. So in the same manner, for example, if one coughs and phlegm comes from the mouth. And it falls to the other people's ball. So that people has to get it over.
那比方说你咳嗽的时候咳出一口痰，然后这个痰落到肖先生那儿，然后他那个脖子上继续吃药，要手术。哦。So
therefore now the criterion is that whether it is something detached from one's own body or from the body of others or it falls from the sky, dust or rain. Rain and so what? We have to get this everything offered. This should be an upasambana person. If you want to swallow it, you have to get this offered.
So you said rain?
In rain.
So that means there's some particles in the rain, you mean?
No, I will explain about rain because that is, but anyway.
Okay.
Normal rain.
Okay. 然后他说那个，然后所以这个地方是不是需要手术标准，就看你这个排泄物是不是已经离开身体，然后这个就不管是自己身体还是他人身体，然后还有许多东西可能来自天上，比方说尘土或者雨，然后说这关于雨这个东西呢，张老师再继续跟他解释。So
then now regarding rain now, the commentary tells if it rains for 7 days and the sky is called becomes very clear now. Means after 7 days, the rain becomes more clean. So if it falls inside the bowl, no problem. You can receive it because that rain has no particles inside, heavy particles. But if it started just to rain today or tomorrow and so forth, then while you're going to Binabada, rain comes everywhere. So you have to get this offered.
他说这个那副主里边，一是那副主里边，这个雨表示已经连续下了7天了，然后这个雨是这个天已经非常清静，然后这个时候如果雨水掉到你脖子里边，没有问题，因为这个水这个时候水已经不含什么杂质了，但是如果这个水是刚开始下或者只下一两天，那这种情况下，比方说你的拖把手穿开始下雨了。 而且在这种情况下，雨水掉你玻璃，还是要重修，因为这个雨水不是纯正的水。
Now regarding the urine, if one wants to drink urine, For the everyday or like that, samak they try to do like that.
Mm-hmm.
So then one can collect the urine,
mm-hmm.
okay,
mm-hmm.
and close the cup,
mm-hmm.
Try to have a non-transparent cup. Okay,
oh.
Non-transparent cup.
Why?
Close it,
mm-hmm.
and then go to what's called to where a place a samanera is, put on the table, and tell the samanera to get it offered. So if one wants to do it every day, because there is not about snake bite, no.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the commander tells also in other occasions,
mm-hmm.
in other occasions if I want to use these things,
mm-hmm.
so one has to get it offered,
mm-hmm.
if there is no first snake bite. So, I'm still putting a non-transparent glass, no? But that nobody can see what is inside. Close it very well, so that no smell will come.
So he has two questions. The first question is that the previous example you explained about your urine. So this monk he has to take this a non-transparent cup and bring this cup to Samaner, put it down, and then ask Samaner to do that. No. So is this considered as called ugahita patigahita? This is his asking.
Ugahita patigahita. It is in that case now. Because it comes out of one's body, no?
Uh-huh.
It comes out of a body, so then it does not can consider as ugahita patigahita in that case. The commander uh-huh. doesn't tell anything about that.
So his second question is that, so he's asking that, so if, while he was eating, so somebody else was, shaking his mess or cushions in front of him. So then some dust fell into his bowl. So in that case, he has to, in order to eat, to continue with eating, he has to get his bowl reoffered. So in that case, because in order not to fall into this ugahita patigahita, is it necessary for him to immediately get his hand detached from the bowl and then ask someone, come and reoffer this?
No, in that case, no, that's not necessary to do like that.
Mm.
So, because he might fall another offense because you can't put a ball on the elep, no?
Mm.
So then he can tell, I call another bhikkhu, I call give this ball to another, let me see, give this ball to another bhikkhu.
Mm.
And the other bhikkhu has to get it over from samanera. And then the samanera has to give it back to that bhikkhu.
Mm.
Okay, when that bhikkhu receives it, one can receive it oneself. This is not to avoid ugahita patigahita. Patigahita, this is what we do.
So bhikkhu has to give it to bhikkhu B, and bhikkhu B
has to give it to samanera.
Samanera gives to bhikkhu B or
bhikkhu B again.
Bhikkhu B again.
Yeah, again. Bhikkhu B, and then bhikkhu B gives to bhikkhu A.
Okay.
他说你这是正正前面应该就那种如果你去那个那个是伸手掉，你不是可能另外一个鼻骨，他说你不能把手伸到另外一个鼻骨，他说你不能把手伸到另外一个鼻骨，然后这个上面那个一会儿不还给这个鼻骨，他说给他手术了，然后他再补波交给你就行。
有一个中间人这样。
中间人。
对。那这个情况，你在外面只有你一个鼻骨，再加人因公里的话，你口水掉进去，那是没有鼻骨怎么办？
So he's asking that if he went to house stand by alone, if he went to house stand alone, and suppose the doctor sneezed and his saliva or nostril was falling to his bowl, and there are no other big people around. What to do? He's asking.
Now I think now for these things actually now the commanders do not tell patikaha petva cause it to reoffer. Because these are just about secretions,
mm-hmm.
about dust, about drain.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't tell about ugahita patigahita.
Mm-hmm.
They don't tell about this kind of skull because these are very. But they mention about gross food,
mm-hmm.
about gross food,
mm-hmm.
which becomes ugahita patigahita. Mm-hmm. Gross food means it was already. Because I checked this matter, it tells also patika hitaban, not patika ha pitaban. So the one should give it to samanera and receive it. So therefore now, for these minor things, that it doesn't become ukahita patika hita. For other gross things, for example, gross food, okay? So then becomes ukahita patika hita.
So that means even in his case, he doesn't have
because
to...
Because now, in that case, now it falls on one hand, no? It falls on one's hand, okay? But ukahita patikahita means it is not on one hand, okay? It's wrote on the table, nobody is given to one's own hand. Then one takes it by himself and goes to Samanera and he tells him to receive it.
So even in this case, it's okay?
In his case is okay. Now you see, even dust falls because you have already the ball in your hand, no? So therefore, it already falls while you have the ball in your hand. Okay. So therefore, it does not become ugahita patikahita according to that. Even saliva falls, it does not become ugahita patikahita because it already has fallen into your hands.
Okay. So here, the directly his ball goes to someone and
directly he goes to someone and receive it.
So it's not necessary to have a bikubi.
It not necessary to have bikubi for dust and so, because I remember this does not mention something yet. So then, but you can see the difference. What falls into one's hand, so like leaves, rain and so forth, like when on holds one's bowl, it doesn't become ukahita patikahita. It has to be get received again, but it doesn't become ukahita patikahita. But what is not yet offered to one's own hand, it's not given to one hand. One does not hold it. It is on the table. And one takes it and wants to tell someone like, give it back to me, this is ukahita patikahita.
他为什么现在把这个翻译出来？前面好像就是恶作剧。我不知道他怎么为什么，他翻译很多，我不明白他为什么翻译，对不对？就是建筑的座椅。
对。
不是，恶作剧词本来讲究为难呀，恶作剧。
那刚才张老爷说，假如说我是用跛脚吃饭的，
嗯，就像缅甸那种，就像这样的。
跛脚是什么叫跛脚？
就放在啊不是然后这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这
he put his bowl on a bowl stand, and then take food, eat like that. He didn't put his hand on the bowl. So he just eat it like that. In that case, if some dust or rain or some other things fall into the bowl, he has to give this bowl to another bhikkhu, and ask another bhikkhu to give this samana, and then to that bhikkhu then to him.
Yeah.
Or you show you. Ah. Yeah.
那就我外出的时候，不能放在跛脚上面吃饭。四连喊，在四连喊外出，他们从来不会让你放跛脚上吃饭的。四连喊，你问你是不是问你是？我们都习惯了嘛，因为。啊？我们都习惯了。习惯了。对，中国的时候都放跛脚吃饭。你在中国吃过家猪？对。哦。放跛脚吃饭的话，如果在外面一个人，你问本地人怎么办？So
he's telling that if he's going to house stand alone, and he's eating on the bowl stand. He's eating on the bowl stand. So in that case, if somebody falls, what to do? And this is question.
What to do?
Yes, what to do?
So you tell him to remove that foot of the bowl and give him some other foot.
What? That part.
Yeah, you can remove that part of the bowl and so whatever fall on the surface. No, remove everything and so the surface, and the rest he can eat.
他说：“你看一眼，如果是你看那个会扔掉什么地方，你可以把这那块东西呢。如果你看不见的话，你直接不表面那层食物全部都出来。那能不能叫再加人重塑给我吃啊？这算啊？你吃掉之后就不需要重塑了。对，
你的意思是说看得到的或者是看，就是看不到，你表面已经全部出来的，没问题。”
他是这么说的。我明白。对。这样看你吃的什么东西，我的意思就是说，能不能就说不做这个动作，直接叫雷
person 过来给我重新瘦一下，我继续吃，这算犯一个恶作剧。So
he is asking that is it possible for him to call a person to offer this thing to him, this bowl to him?
Because I guess he becomes ugaheta badigaheta. Ugaheta badigaheta means. If he eats in the Burmese way, the bowl is there. He does not hold with his hand. So then a layman, he sneezes and he sees particles of sneeze fall inside.
Yes.
So he has to do the bowl not in his hand.
Yes.
In that case, now he can eat this.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
The only option is, I call, either to remove the surface of the food, whatever, remove it on another way, and the rest he can eat.
Yeah.
Except if he has seen a lot of saliva falling, then he has to remove the whole bowl and tell him to serve another food. Because in that case, you can do it. You can do it because Daikas understand, oh, a lot of saliva has fallen. So this monk has the right to remove it. You have the right to remove it. They are not complaining because they have seen saliva falling inside. So then you can tell, I can't eat this. Then they will happily remove it, no problem. Then we will give you a new food. It's not healthy also to eat that. Not healthy to eat.
我不能吃了呢。对，刚刚张老说这个，就是说，那样交给B的那个，就是说不能受原因，是因为那个，就是昨天那个说的那个。
对。
就是说，假如说他那意思好像就是说，你搁在那儿，然后我不是说抱着钵去找张家人收，我就不碰那个钵，别让BT或者会员坐进去，哎，坐进去了，我不碰那个钵。
啊。
我把那个上台叫过来，拿饼干出来，我一想，那不犯。
So he's asking that for this to get a curse. We need to touch this unoffered thing with the intention of taking it and eating it. So this is where this dukkha occurs, no?
Of course, because he wants to get it in order to get it offered to eat for himself.
Yes, but in his case, he's like that. So he carries and detached from the bowl. And he calls the laypersons. Please offer this bowl of food to me again. In that case, he didn't touch the bowl.
How? I don't understand. With his saliva thing?
Yes.
So then what happened to Telegin? What?
So he's eating this thing. While he's eating, this leprosy sneezes, and this sneezes will fall into his bowl. And he when he saw that, he gets sent detached from the bowl. And then he tells that leprosy, please offer this bowl to me again. Is that allowable or not?
So then, this is the thing, I guess, because he is already offered the bowl, no? He is already offered. What is already offered? He started eating. Okay? So then, in that case now, he already get it offered, no? He's patikahana.
Yes.
He received it, yes. Right? So if these things fall into the bowl, so then he can't take his bowl. And tell the lay person, please offer to
him. He didn't take his bowl. He just got his hand detached from the bowl. And then, because the bowl is on the stand, no? The bowl is on the stand. So he just...
Yes, if he doesn't it's okay. That he does okay. Not take the bowl and tell the lay person,
please. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. So he's telling that. So for example, if he's bitten by a snake, if he's bitten by a snake, and he has no, it's for the forecast of repulsive things around. That's good. But he saw that there's some other kinds of herbs around. So in that case, is it allowable for him to take the unoffered herb and just eat it? Is it this question?
It is not said, but now regarding ashes, the community tells that one is able to even to, if there are no ashes around, for example, the other three are not there, but he can produce ash. So then he can burn a dry stick and produce ash. Or if there is no dry stick available, he can burn also a raw stick. It's called raw stick, and so to burn it to produce ashes in order to swallow them. So that is a case. In that case, it does not become buddha kama patyavata. It does not destroy plant life. It does not fall into vajita according to that rule about destroying plants, because it is a matter of life and death. So, but that he can also pluck leaves and other things just to. For that reason, it's not mentioned.
So pluck
for ashes, it is allowed. For ashes, it is allowed. You can to break a branch to produce ashes.
To break a branch? Living branch?
Yeah, living branch.
Okay.
Living branch to break it and so forth, and to put in the fire to make produce ashes.
Okay.
So then, but about other herbs, to take them and swallow them without getting offered, it is not mentioned.
他说那个，他说这种情况是这样，他说那个，因为那个四种大物，那个屎尿，还有那个土呢，这个你一般来说你不能那个当场生产这个东西，然后但是灰你当场可以自己做，就是说你放外面有个空木条，后你可以把屎烧成灰，然后把这灰吃掉，这是一种，然后在这种情况有特殊开源，就是说哪怕这木条还是活的，就是有那个活的树枝。你可以把这树枝给折了，然后把这个那个折下来的树枝烧成灰，这可以，这不犯那个生物搜集，在这种情况下不犯生物搜集。但是关于说，比方说你直接去摘那个草的叶子，然后直接把这个叶子就吃，他说这个在树枝人，在树枝人面前要允许。
就是比如说这个石料是终身药，我忘记收了，要我带在身上，我怕石料。蛇咬的话，那到时候我蛇咬了以后，我自己就不能用。
我问一下。So he's asking that, suppose there's some unoffered, snake-like medicine with him. He took some unoffered snake-like medicine with him. Is it allowed if it's actually got a snake-like? Is it allowed for this monk to take this unoffered medicine to eat?This is his question.
哎，那个，反正其实有一个比较好的例子，就是那个有些寺院那些那个药什么的，包括我们这寺院，是那个就是没受过的。
啊。
然后我就楼底下被蛇咬了，然后那个周围全是比库，我们这比库多，上面还少。
啊。
我上二楼立马拿一个没受过的药，我要快嘛，赶紧抹上，就这不是很好的例子。
抹上的话根本不需要受的。
不是，我胡子吃点。
是。
是吧？你带身上这东西太罕见了，就没受在身
上。So his example is that, so he's just giving an example to the scenario. He's telling that, so for example, if he got a snake bite, let's go around the cinema, let's say, and there are no salmonellas around, only because he got a snake bite around the cinema, and then he rushed to the second floor, into the pharmacy.And took some unoffered medicine and just eat. Is that allowed? Is this good?
Not allowed. Because now the Buddha allowed these things,、
mm-hmm.
urine, all these things for emergency case,、
mm-hmm.
you can get this unoffered.、
Mm-hmm.
So if there is medicines allowed, like a pharmacy, there are many medicines,、
yeah.
but they are not offered.、
Mm-hmm.
You go to the toilet, urinate, drink your own urine and finish.
他说可以，他说那个是不允许，然后你可以去厕所里，然后你撒泡尿，然后喝自己的尿。嗯。
So what did you do then?
Huh? I said you can go to that is not allowed. You can go to the toilet, urinate, and drink urine. That's what I said.
So this is what is allowed. Other things and so forth, you have to be patient.
Okay.
If you want to have other things.Therefore, or you go to the Pandupala, the Pandusala,、
uh-huh.
there are many ashes there.
Uh-huh.
But, so you can take them in the pot, mix them with water and drink. So then, these are the medicines where the Buddha allowed to take them, not offered. Other medicines, you have to get them offered.
然后这四种东西就是可以不经手术拿的，不经手术拿的东西，然后其他东西需要手术。
再问一个，就是关于就是那个帕夫萨的问题。
啊。
那个就是比如说吃饭的时候，
嗯，
那个施主供养的菜很珍贵，比如说肉啊或者什么。就是这个东西，然后掉在桌上。因为那个其他的时候，我觉得这个桌上的灰尘是没事的，它掉在桌上，沾上了桌上的灰尘了。那这个时候，如果说那个这块可能是非常珍贵的，或者蛋糕或者是肉或者，总之很珍贵一块食物。那比库如果不吃的话，可能是会不开心。那遇到这种情况的话，那个因为桌子擦得很干净，其实很干净。但是可能就一点点灰尘。肉眼可见的，飘过。那这种情况，比库是应该怎么做？要施主把那块拿下去。
对，他和他那个例子是一样。让那个人，你口头跟施主说，你把这个能分给我收一下，对吧？
但是不能那个就是自己放碗里，然后那样的东西。
他那个已经
干净的东西，
他那个我会
桌子上很干净的话，
啊，
你也不能算是。
那个饭店，昨天是不是刚才讲过，那个灰尘是指可见的，而不是指不可见的，是吧？
对。
哦。
So he's telling that while he's eating, a piece of meat fell out of his bowl by accident on the table. And so he's thinking that also this piece of meat maybe spread with dust on the table. So in that case, this piece of meat has to be offered by the diaker or something. So in that case, is it necessary for him to call the diaker and offer this piece of meat to his bowl to him? And Or is it allowed for him to take this piece of meat directly into his bowl, like that? This is the question.
So now the Buddha allows a case that if while the daika is offering, no. So then while offering to the bowl of the bhikkhu, sometimes let's say meat falls, a piece of meat falls into the ground. Okay, it means in front of the bhikkhu. Okay, on the table, maybe on the floor. So the Buddha told to get this, the bhikkhu can take this by himself and use it, okay? Because it is already given, But the daika is within Hatapasa, While the daika tries to offer within Hatapasa, Biharati, everything and so forth. So then with the spoon, big spoon and so forth, one piece falls down on the floor or on the table. So then this is given, the Buddha tells.
Okay.
Then the bhikkhu can by himself take it and use it. Okay, this is unallowed. But in that case, the commentary says now, if this is mixed with dust, of course, you have to take it off, because dust is not given. So then.
他说像要像你这个例子，真的是是要是是将将你确定他饮食这样程度，这肯定要是说。
这可能就是必须得是旁边一个那个大一个把那个。肉拿起来，就把那肉块拿起来，然后再放到。
对，反正对，肯定手术。然后这你这个例子，然后他就是讲，这你这个例子还有另外一种可以不需要手术的情况，或者别人说你那个，你在外面脱波手。你在那脱波手，然后那师傅不是拿勺的话，你不是放食物吗？就是放食物过程中，他可能那个一不小心把那食物掉你脖外面，可能掉桌子上，或者可能掉地板上。这都可能。在这种情况下，那个佛陀开始，也不经过可以这个时候掉下来的东西，不经过他手术，你可以直接拿去放你脖里。而这个原因是，但是这个有前提就是说，他那个就是手术前面几个条件就已经满足了，比方说一臂之内，然后他已经做出动作，只是最后条件那个你接受你没有接受好那个，或者是他没有送好，就掉到地上，这种情况下可以这样。
就沾上灰了也没有问题。
他说是可以，他我问一下 ，so he's asking that so even in your case so mean so why this staff is offering food this piece of meat fell to the ground. Fell onto the ground. In that case, if this piece of meat is smeared with dust, then it's still allowable for this people to take this meat with dust and then put it into this bowl.
It's not allowable. This is what I'm telling you, because it's meat with dust. No, the dust is not be given.
Okay.
It's not allowable.
Okay.
So then there are two options in that case.
Okay.
Okay. One option is to tell the daika to get it offered, which is actually embarrassing for the daika, because usually the daikas don't care about that. Something is falling on the floor. No? They will think this bhikkhu is very greedy. So another option is, so then for the bhikkhu to take it and wash it. Wash it and so forth, put in the water and remove the dust and then put in his bowl in it.
他说：“如果这战争有两种选择，一个是你叫师傅手术，现在这个可能不太现实，因为师傅可能不是很在乎，就掉地上你还吃吗？然后他说这是一种选择，然后第二种选择就是你把你把东西拿下来，然后那个不洗不身都洗掉，然后放在锅里，是可以。
哦，那就刚才我那个情况，如果旁边有个小水盆的话，他可以把那个放洗一下。
对。
But if now if there is a big amount which falls and that is okay.” The daikas will think, all right, this because they want just to, to preserve now what we have given to them. But if small amounts of what, the bhikkhus, they take it from the ground. These some daikas, they They think these people are so greedy. So then they think even what they swallow on the ground, we don't care about these things, people care.
This is Sri Lanka, but in China this is considered very good practice. Even if it was called a piece of grain falls on the ground and you get it off your limb, but this is considered some kind of virtue.
Yeah. This, I'm telling you, it depends on the situation. So we have two monks here who came from Africa. So then when they saw that the Sri Lanka monks, they throw so much food left over, that was a shock for them. In Africa, you have to count every grain of food. It was very rare thing that to get food in Africa. So, people, they never throw even one small grain, they never throw it. Here, monks, they throw what, buckets of small food. So it was hard attack.
然后他说那个那个什么当时这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这
people they are starving. Ethiopia, Araka, starving, no water, no food, skeleton like that. Yeah, monks, they eat.
他说在一个地方，比方说埃塞俄比亚这些地方，他说没有水，没有食物，然后人长得跟骷髅一样，然后那个，这边很多人吃剩下大量食物，然后直接扔掉了。
Therefore, it depends on the culture, on the culture, yeah, no? If you go, for example, in Sri Lanka and do these things, taking through the things from the floor, the floor, these tigers, papa, they was taking, talking, what, this monk, who is this monk? They will take a picture for you also, become famous.
他说那个，如果你在斯里兰卡，如果只是那一小点食物掉了，然后那个，然后这家人捡起来的话，这个那个是在背后可能议论是，给你拍个照片。
这
个
我
们
啊，这样的。
对，他觉得这挺搞笑的。
So then, all right. Now there is another case also. One monk, he drank poison. Poison, okay? And then the Buddha told that I allow for him to get excrement used mixed with water. Okay? So, and then the bhikkhus ask, unoffered or offered? And the Buddha tells, and whatever he does, whatever excrement he gets it from his anus and so forth, and he receives it with his own hand, so then that is already received. That is special occasion who applies only that excrement receiving one's own anus, what is called, one can receive it.
So here, excrement can be what's called sweat, tears.
It's not included because it's a case about drinking poison.
Drinking poison.
In that case, number. This story and so forth does not mention like Mahavikatas, whether if there's a kapakaru present or not to get it offered. But it is already implied. It should be implied.
So that means there's no
around. So then, but it is not clear from this case. It does not say whether it. This story does not say whether, like the Mahavikatas, if it is Kapyakarikaram, you should be offered. If it is not, you take it yourself. This story does not tell like that. Whether Kapyakarika should be there or not. So therefore, but it is a very special case if one drinks poison. And then one can take excrement. But it doesn't tell about urine, saliva, like that. It does not tell anything about it.
Okay,
okay. So that is very special case.
So the excrement only means down here. The excrement here only means down.
Done. Whatever comes out of your anus and so take it and you may take it to your hand and mix it with water and so forth, and you may can drink it for this purpose.
他说还有一种情况，就是说不管新人在不在场，那个都可以不需要手术的情况，就是说你喝了毒药的情况，就是说你不想喝了一种毒药，那这种情况下，你可以想办法立刻拉出一点屎。立刻拉出屎，然后手接住自己的屎，然后把屎和屎混在一起，然后直接喝掉就可以。这个情况完全不需要手术。
哦，跟蛇咬一样。
跟蛇咬不太一样。蛇是如果有精神现场的话，你还是需要手术。
哦，
这个是完全
有都手。
对对对。
这个怎么瘦啊？太难了。
他说你其实也不是屎，就是从你肛门出来任何东西都可以。从你肛门流出来任何东西。
作用是不是催吐啊？
就是催吐，你喝下了毒药嘛，这个刚刚没毒药吐出来。
哎，那时候你可不可以把自己手啊，去抠喉咙，看手上有可能沾有那种未收的东西，这个动作可以做吧？
So he's asking that if he
不上厕所我就抠。
So he's asking that if he has drunk some what's called the poison, is it allowed for him to score, to stick his finger into his throat in order to make himself vomit like that?
Yes, that is no problem.
But he said that his finger may be maybe smeared with some particles which is not offered. Okay.
Of course, that is not implied. Now, if I tell you can put the finger, you have to wash your finger and put it in your mouth.
No, no, but just wash your hands.
Okay, okay, okay.
But in
this situation,
usually
the
poison
will not be released.
What
kind of poison? For example,
if someone
has
some poison on their hand, but if they
swallow
it,
the poison will come out. What kind of poison? For example,
the
poison that the person swallows when he swallows the poison, actually does not enter the poison chamber.就是说那个东西即便是它粘到那个舌头上了，但是随着呕吐物出来的时候肯定都被吸干净了。
对，
它应该不会进入胃膜。
有可能有这种可能性，比方说你在碰到那个唾沫，然后顺便把唾沫咽下去，有这种可能性。
无所谓，反正现在洗手
滴一下可能不用力可能会咽下去。
而且我觉得这个洗一下一秒钟的事情。对。No, it's not. No, also, no other questions, it seems.
丹东禅定的时候，我亲自
碰哪个禅定？
丹东那个 Rivada 的禅定。然后当时就是说那个，基本上这些菜都是我受的。我受完之后，我就在尊者一臂之内，我就在这儿打坐。然后这个时候，后来尊者叫我给他有所旁承受一下。那我在那儿打坐，我的意图也是说，尊者随时随地有需要，我就帮忙。那个时候可不可以视为我始终处在要受食的状态下，那种情况如果有掉落，算不算？还需要那个重新手术还算没有？
你这个意思我不太明白，就是说一开始你先给他受过了，对吧？一开始给他
受过。
对，
受过之后，我就没离开他，我就没离开他一手身上的印子。我就在他身上的印子。
然后他自个儿拿着多少什么东西给弄掉了？
对，他自己弄掉，当时掉到桌上。
这是这样说
的。
但
基本上在桌上的东西都是在我一身上的现在。
So he's telling that suppose this diet. So after he offered these people some food, So while this bhikkhu is holding his his bowl and walking, let's say, something fell out of his bowl.
不是走，
不管是不是走的，只要你们保持在一臂那个一臂距离，或者就是这个意思，对不对？你们始终在一臂之内。
就是
反正是他自己弄掉，是他自己弄掉。
是在桌上吃饭。
在桌上，你不管是在桌上，就反正你的那个波始终在你手里都是一样的，对吧？
对。
So he's telling that, so he's telling that, so this monk is working, and something fall out of his bowl. During this process.Also, this dhyaka is always in Hatepasa with this monk. So in that case, is it necessary for this dhyaka to offer, take this food and offer it again to this monk, or the monk can take it by himself, like that?
No, because it is already offered to his bowl.
Uh-huh.
He is the owner. The monk is the owner now.
Oh, okay.
He can do it whatever he likes with the food. He can take it or put it again back to his bowl or whatever. He does not need to talk to the dhyaka.
他说：“你这种那个是那个师傅您是授给你的对吧？您你的意思是说这是战神土是吗？因为如果说没战神土的话，你看这哪有可以？
啊，
对，
那个他可能就是因为吊桌上可能是战神。”
So he said that this fallen food may be smeared with dust.
Yes, we have not explained this. No, if it is already.Dust and so forth, the monk can actually wash it and so forth, whatever and so forth, and put it in his bowl. If it's a piece of apple, for example, so he can see if it's dust and so forth, he can wash it. He does not need to talk to the tiger.
然后就是说，剩一个玉米饭，我知道那肯定是属于僧团的残食。就比如说，如果在厨房外面那个架子上，有些小碟子里面的东西，它算不算残食？或者说怎什么样的情况，就是这个，就这个东西肯定是僧团的残食。
这个你得问僧团，那架子外面小碟子，它有时候可能是专门哪个人准备的，这不一定是残食。那就你只能问，没办法，你只能问。
就是说，只能是说我们托钵完以后，这个
那个你说那个盘子分享完食物，那这装米饭，这装他们分享完剩余米饭，那个肯定是残食，这个毫无疑问。但是你说外面小碟，比方说装水果，
不确定
啊，其他的不确定，你得问。
哎，等会儿，我记得上次说分享完食物那个不算残食，因为他还没吃呢，就拿出来了。
哦，对，你说等一下还没吃，
分享完食物嘛，分享完食物大家都没吃了，那也不是残食。
他说的，他刚分享完食物呢，他如果还没吃的话，那不算残食，除非是比方说那已经那个去村里边偷波尔那种人，然后吃剩米饭，那种放那个饭里不算残食。
如果
村
那
偷
波里的那个人，他一口也没动，分享。
那他不是，我不知道分享，因为他们往往是在那个分享食物以前，他们已经开始吃了嘛。这种如果是在那个时候，那盘里边已经有残食，那就是残食。
然后还有就是说，比如说在楼下那些水果，或者在那里的水果，上面呢都可以随便取吗？或者说在任何寺院，这种类型的都可以随便取？
留在什么地方水果？
就是午后，比如说做下午的一粒药。
你说楼梯角落里边那点水果？
这种类型的，比如说在那个楼梯角落，或者说在那里面存放的水果。在其他寺院是不是也可以这样取？算不算就是
不
犯规矩取？
你要说那个地方他让不让你取？你就是说那地方到底准备给居士他们吃的，还是说是你们可以随便拿的？你得问一下。
那我们这个要取的话，是不是也需要问？
你我不知道你们做果汁的时候，你们
不知道，
随便拿，
随便拿是吧？就是你们做果汁，下面那个叫是
随便拿。
那你之前做过汁
对
吧？对，
我
他说
红衣时候做果汁。
他说他是红衣时候做果汁。他说那个他给那个地方做果汁时候，那个地方是我会随便拿。
就说不做果汁的人，如果拿一吃币，这合适吗？
不做果汁，你想给自己做果汁是吗？
不一定，我就只是想分析这种问题。
不做果汁，你为了食用肯定是不可以拿的，因为你们
就是做果汁，只是为了做果汁，
只是为了做果汁，
对，就没有丢弃的人做。
他这个时候就不能做，
没有丢弃的人拿水果做果汁。
我知道你的意思了，OK。
为什么？
为他自己，他意思可能是为他自己，就是为他自己。So he is asking that is it allowable for this a summoner to take some fruit from the corner of the staircase there in the afternoon to take some fruit from there and make juice for himself? Is it allowable to do it like that?
Summoner?
Yes.
No problem, because I don't know, because except if these foods are reserved for somebody else, but these for common use, no problem.
他说那个，只要那个是我不是被三人保存的，就没问题。只如果是即使给大家用的，就可以随便拿，没问题。But
it's better to ask if it is reserved, because some other samaneras might reserve them, no? Reserve them, maybe they want to give Arananda somebody or somebody for the morning to make some.
他说那，对，但是你最好问一下，那个地方是否可能是像上面那样，比方说给摄影师做过，或者给先生做过，是预备的那个地方，所以最好先问一下。就是我想问一下，那个楼下那个所有权都是属于在家居士的，还是属于公的？So he's asking that so the fruits at the corner of the staircase, so it belongs to Sangha or for the it belongs to the lay person.
I don't know. These fruits are on the step. Usually, lay people put them there. Sometimes these kapakarus, no? Kapyakarakas who are there, they put them there. Or sometimes the samaneras tell them to put them there because samaneras, they have to prepare it for the morning. They make duties, for example, for sick monks. Or maybe from Arananda. I don't know. You have to ask. It's better to ask. But whether it is for the Sangha, it's reserved for everybody. It is for everybody. It is for... It's better to ask, because we don't know, because we're on the steps. If it is inside the Dhanasala, we understand, okay, this is already prepared to be ready for the bhikkhus. So, but I have no idea, I don't know what it is, because why they put it on the steps?
他说这个他不知道，他也不能确定，因为这个他说放楼梯脚上，你说是不可能，可能是那个，或者比库命令去放在那个地方，就是他命令放在那个地方，可能是那以后后来做果汁，比方说给摄影师，或者给塞病库，就是做果汁，他放在那，然后那个情况下，你已经属于僧堂了，因为他只是让就是给他保存那个地方而已，然后即使他就是说你已经确定他这东西属于僧堂了，你要看僧堂这东西是这东西是给大家用的呢，给大家。 任何人都能用，还是说专门为某个人保存的，最重要还是问一下。
It's better to ask, even if they are on the table, sometimes somebody on the table. But he thinks, oh, I will come after 1 hour, 2 hours, I will take them. Because to prepare some fruit juices, or some another samanara.
You mean this table?
This table. Let me see about 10, 15 apples on the table. And samanara puts them with the idea to come back after 1 hour to 2 hours to collect them, because he wants to make kilambasa, special kilambasa for monks. They are guest monks, for example. And then he comes here, he thinks, oh, there were 10 fruits now, only 5. What happened? Then he will get upset.
So that means in the afternoon. Okay.
So therefore now, even if they are, if they are on the table, it's better to ask, don't just take.
他说那个机器人下午的时候，你发现桌子上突然出现水果，下午的时候在这个桌子上，你突然发现一个水果，你最好也是问一下，就是这是不是那有人天天给谁保存？不要直接拿，因为这种情况也很有可能是那个就是专门为某个人或者某一群人准备果汁用的水果。
那个东西，绿皮带刺儿的那个，然后白肉的，
绿皮带刺儿，
一个黑籽儿，这么大的黑籽儿，用硬的，翻译是啊，翻译是啊，啊，就那个东西，因为它比较小，它算大的了，因为今天我切的时候有豆子儿，然后有个蓝，那个大碗儿，翻译是不是？我这边这东西你有怎么说？因为我今天没吃到这东西，我不知道你们怎么吃。因为今天，然后今天有个班队，他那个就是跟我要的，我正在切的时候，他跟我要的钢块，他说这是给秘鲁的班队做给他们的。
我完全没看到这东西，就是你们。下面托波小有，就今天你过来，托波
地方。
啊，那个东西，那不是粉丝，那是那个鳄梨，很大，里边白肉那个东西吧？
啊，
那不叫粉丝，那叫鳄梨。OK。然后
那个。那鳄梨是那个。
一家。
那个鳄梨是那个。
黄色的那个鳄梨，
不是，
对，
白色
鳄梨是叫鳄梨，
对
对对，是
鳄梨。So he is asking that is avocado considered as Mahaparava or not? Avocado, you know?
So, so I, because it's not Mahapala, because the size of Avagapoeti can be like a fist, no?
Mm-hmm.
The size of a fist. If you remove the seed inside, which is quite large, so you have not much substance. It's like a mango, like it's almost the same like a mango. Therefore, in Sri Lanka, it is taken in the afternoon for fruit juice. They take it.
But today I cut it. It's very big, maybe this big.
Hmm?
This big.
Avocado?
Yes. And I cut when I cut this whole plate.
Big avocado? I have never seen.
I haven't seen it.
Today I can't.
From which country it came? Maybe from. Which country you know? Ian Sri Lanka?
Yeah, that's just today. Just today.
He said normal size of avocado is like that. Are you sure?
对，但是那玩意儿有一个变种，那个变种我在台湾进口，国内也有，只有通常只有这么样，世家。但那两个在那个百度上查过。就是那个结果是这两个东西是一个东西，但是是一个变种。
对对对，
所以 said that this avocado has some small variations, which is only the
most common one.
Yes,
what you can find in the market.
Yes,
therefore now if it is exceeds the normal variation, of course you can't take it as. Mahapala.
Okay. 他说，如果是特别大的亚种的话，那可能就算大果。如果那一种，他意思就是那一种都是那么大的话，那就算大果。
哦哦，是那一个种，如果普遍的话，
对对。
如果个别有大的那种，就不算。
因为苹果有事儿，也完全可以超过一个天，但都有天多。这个我们那儿产苹果，
对对。
Because nowadays they have a kind of genetic engineering, they can produce very large fruits. So in mangoes, sometimes I've seen in Burma there was a quite big mango.
Yes.
So, these are not normal. Normal means naturally mangoes do not grow this big.
So we can
eat human beings actually they make them genetic engineering to produce them.
So that means so this kind of a big GMO first is not allowable for us.
No, GMO is the size. It's not the because some GMO, some mangoes they produce like GMO, but they don't grow so big.
Uh-huh.
So it depends on the variation.
Okay.
So then, but anyway, this is just extreme cases.
Okay.
So then you don't have these things every day.
Okay.
So then. There is no, in the substance they are the same, whether you have five mangoes together or you have this one mango alone on big fruit, it doesn't make be much difference. But usually you don't get these big mangoes and big avocados every day. So therefore, if you make quilombas out of that, I don't think there's any problem with it.
他说那个弱事情就是在一个种里边，不管是芒果还是鳄梨，就是那个事情一种里边有几个小的，几个串几个特别大的。说你不是每天都能得到这种特别大的。那如果说是哪天你用了这种特别大的，然后做出果实，那他认为这不是什么问题。
哦，it's a very very rare，very rare。
这是非常稀少。
But now here in Sri Lanka there is another banana, which is this big, very thick.So then usually monks they never take these bananas to make quilombas.
It's too thick. Banana itself is very difficult for even
yeah,
all bananas.
It is very thick also to make juice of it.
Yes.
So they were, but if you can actually make it very ripe, if it is quite ripe, it becomes like normal banana. But it is so big, very thick. So then usually we don't take this for quilombas.
他说如果说四年还有大小就这么大，然后那个 肉还特别厚。他说这种香蕉，这么大香蕉，我们可能一般人不拿来做果实的。然后他说，如果你非要拿来做果实的话，你可以等着这些香蕉长得很小的时候，还很生的时候，拿它做果实可以。
Sometimes you can see, but it's very rare. So you have to say, in Sri Lanka, you have usually to travel towards north. North of Sri Lanka, you can find these bananas on the north coast, I mean, northeast coast.
Northeast coast, that means Chinkomari side. Chinkomari
side. Excuse me, northwest. Northwest.
Oh, northwest. Oh, definitely. Okay. 他说但是这种大香蕉在我们这地方不常见，你一般得到那个斯里兰卡西北海岸的那个地方才能看到这种大香蕉。
One banana it is like a full lunch。
他说可能一个大香蕉就能给你吃一顿午餐。
So in okay now here there is another case also.Which is one, let me see. Very good. How to prepare yourself before checkup? There is another dukkata in Vinaya, which is called Duru Pachina.And I'm going to explain this.
So what is the meaning of this? I have to translate this.
Yes, I will explain.
If you didn't explain
it. Durupachina means badly handled. Badly handled. It's not properly handled. Not properly handled by bhikkhu.
他说这个，但是说是有一种恶俗这个词，然后这个词意思就是那个错误的处理的，就是不如法处理的一种
恶作。It's called Durupachina Dukkata.
我可以查一下这个词。
说的呢。我explain Samanta Pasarika here to use two times in this Adin, in this room, but other places also maybe. Okay, now.
然后这个可以翻成恶贯习恶作。
恶贯习，
对，
就是。
Now I will give examples how bhikkhu can fall into dukkata regarding this matter. Let's see. Okay. 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 I give example.
这张说呢，他说关于怎么犯这种恶作，会张辉大家举个例子。
So let's say bhikkhu he goes and.Shakes three kucha fruits, okay, with intention so that the fruits can break, so they're from the stalk and fall. So then to tell Samanara to give it to him. So because Samanara is not very strong, no, bhikkhu strong, he shakes the tree. So then whatever fruits fall from that tree, that bhikkhu can't eat them. It is Durupachina.Badly handled, badly handled, okay? So because he causes shaking of the tree, he causes for the fruits to break from the stalk. So if he, as called, he can't receive that whatever the samanara gives him, all the fruits. If he, as called, that is by doing this durupachina, he can, by eating them, dukkata, all these dukkatas.
No, so dukkata,
according to this durupachina dukkata.
So this dukkata occurs when he swallowed the
No, before
the, that means
after samanara, if he receiving the samanara, it is dukkata.
So then
because he received it, he doesn't fall pachitya number 40. He does not fall pachitya number 40 if the samanara gives it to him, offers it to him, eats.
Okay.
But he, by doing that, is dukkata. By receiving it, is dukkata.
Okay.
Okay, if he now, after receives, of course, according to the Pachitya number 40, is no offense.
Okay, okay. So there are only
according to Durupachina, every swallowing is dukkata.
Okay, so there are three kinds of dukkata. By doing it, dukkata. By receiving another dukkata. By swallowing it, each dukkata.
Yeah.
他说这种就是这样的，比方说一个比库像，树上一个水果，然后他就长得很壮，他自己去摇那个树，然后把那个树从树上给摇下来，那个水果掉下来之后呢，他叫上面人，没不是水果手收一下，然后他那个上面人给手收，然后他吃了，然后在这种情况下，他这个比库他以这种目的去摇那个树的事犯一个恶作，然后就他从上面人手里把这不是水果接受的事，第二个恶作，然后他每次吞咽这个水果。
So another example is a samanya rice cooking rice. And now the monkey is very hungry and he waits now till the rice can be cooked. And he is so anxious and he touches, that's called the vessel, he opens the lid to see how much it be cooked. Because there is foam coming now. He takes his spoon, removes the foam, so the cook will be accelerated.
Okay, okay.
So all these are durupachinas. Dukkata.
Okay. 他说，这个比库做饭，然后呢，这个比库他接着吃这个饭，那在肚子很饿，接着吃饭，然后他因为他接着吃这个饭呢，所以呢，上面来站着做饭的时候，他去摸那个锅。然后把那个锅先看看里边多少饭，然后或者说他为了让那个这个做饭速度加快，他那个煮饭时候不是煮出很多泡沫嘛，他自己伸手把那泡沫去掉，所有这些都属于这种就恶怪习恶作。
So then, examples, no. The commentator says also, if that bhikkhu also take a spoon and he steers it, no, so that the rice will cook and so forth, then he falls into two dukkhatas, cooking by himself, and then also durupachina.
Okay. 然后如果这bhikkhu是在上面给做饭时自己拿勺在里边搅的话，他犯两个恶作，第一个恶作是自主食物，然后第二个恶作是那个这个。
我想问一下，如果这个食物最后熟了以后，然后沙弥拉在受完了以后，其他比库吃，有没有过分
？He's asking that, so after this bhikkhu did this durupachina dukkata, and then the rice is fully cooked.So after that, is it allowed for other bhikkhus to take and eat this rice?
Yes, the other bhikkhus can get, but he can't. According to the Samana Basari.
除那个bhikkhu自己之外，三人都可以吃。
So, there is an example here, another example, like we finish about durupachina, we finish. So now there are other examples, so the commentator gives about if a daika offers food, no? So then, and there are two bhikkhus sitting very close together. Now, a tiger comes and tries to give to bhikkhu A. And while doing like that, one piece of that he wants to offer falls into the bowl of bhikkhu B. So, then no problem.
So
bhikkhu B can receive it.
Can take and eat. Okay.
还有一种情况，就比就比方说那个施主在给笔灰过养食物，然后这个笔灰还是非常谨慎，这个作为一个笔灰币，然后这个施主给笔灰过养食物，不小心一块食物就掉到笔灰币的玻璃里，这时候笔灰币可以直接把这个收拾的，没有问题。
Like a people，
没啥用。
但是那个笔库是手持着过的呢。
当然，要不然 ，so he's asking that， so in that case， this Bikku Bee's hands must be on his bow， is that true？ In that case， in order for Bikku Bee to eat this food， his hand must be on the bow when the food
yes， must holding the bowl。
There must be something on our bowl。
And these bhikkhus, as I told you, close together. This bhikkhu bee is also within Hatapa Samudayika.
Oh, bhikkhu bee is also within Hatapa Samudayika. Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
Okay.
So then another matter is about rust. Rust. Let's see that...
So the rust on the bow or something?
Yes, now either the bhikkhu takes a knife, and he cuts, let's say, a fruit or a sugar cane, and then he sees that in the surface of that cutting there is rust from the knife. So he has to receive this fruit and so forth again in order if he wants to eat it.
他说一个笔壶拿刀切那个水果或者切甘蔗，然后他发现切完那个水果甘蔗之后，他发现那个水果干上面沾了个刀的锈，沾了刀锈，这种情况下，对这个水果和甘蔗小成一手。
Oh, he has to wash the fruit.
或者说他把那个水果甘蔗给洗一下，把那个锈给洗掉。
So if only the smell of the knife appears, that is irrelevant. It is insignificant.
如果我只是那个水果树上沾那个刀的味道的话，这个没有问题。
反正我问一下，比库除了不能煮食物，可以。随便用什么工具去处理食物，像厨师一样的就不煮。
处理食物，你比方说意思是切什么？
或者用搅拌机啊，切啊，或者，反正用这种东西去加工食物可以。加工不是煮。可不可以？
不动火。
对，不动火就直接加工。
So he's asking that is it allowed for bhikkhus to handle this food in different way without cooking it? So for example, chop it, stirring it like that without heating it. Is it allowed for bhikkhus to do like that?
What kind of food?
So for example, this bhikkhu is making juice for himself. He's stirring this fruit in order to make some juice out of it.
Bhikkhu?
Yes.
In the afternoon?
Even in the morning. He can make
juice. In the morning. What he does, he takes fruits and makes fruit juice for him.
Yes, for himself.
So I'm telling you, because you see, now cutting is now interfered with seed. No? If these fruits have seeds.
Kapyan. After the
making kapyan.
Kapyan is done.
There's no problem. Because he can cut whatever he likes.
That's not a problem. You want to give a example?
那我问你，就刚才说那个刀切沾上铁锈这个例子，如果这个比库他那个拿那个刀之前，他让上来让手受一下刀，把刀给他受一下，然后这个时候他切的时候就，当然水果也受一下多净了，都是如法的，这个时候他再切再沾上铁锈还算吗
？So he's asking that about your rust example. So he's telling that so if the, before this people cut the fruit.So he got this rusted knife offered by a samurai. So yeah, after that he can cut this fruit without wash the fruit or get fruit re-offered.
No problem, because it's offered. No, I'm telling you, it is not offered.
Okay. 没问题，那你这样做是可以。
哦，那就是说，我想知道这个搅拌机啊，那是不是按照刚现有的这个问题的话，比会用这个搅拌机之前，让上面人来瘦下最好，因为里面有残渣的，你都不知道有没有瘦过，洗也洗不掉的话，那就还是瘦一下最好。
So he's telling that so in that case, so before a bhikkhu uses this stirring machine, before he uses that, it's better to get this stirring machine offered, because you never know there's some food particles inside or not.
Yeah, yeah, it's better to get it offered because these samanas don't wash probably. Even these cups. Now these cups in the morning, sometimes I like to prepare some milk. So many foods now, they make, they cook. And there are so many particles inside. Sometimes they stick. So I have to take sometimes this metal brush and clean it.
他说那个，他说那个，他说那个，其实不止那个搅拌机，你那个可以肯定最好充充一下。他说那个有些上半年拿的那个早上拿那个杯子猪奶杯，还不好好洗那个杯，然后那个杯上沾很多奶渣。他说他有时候需要把那个进入四座那个水，还没全把那个渣给洗掉。
OK， 那就这个例子，那个我再补问一句，那如果说周围没有沙梅拉能手受的话，那肯定就会要把那个搅拌机自己洗干净，对吧？那洗到什么程度可以视为干净？
So he's asking that. So if a bhikkhu wants to use a stirring machine, that's it. This bhikkhu wants to use a stirring machine, but there's no samanera around. So in that case, this bhikkhu has to wash this stirring machine by himself.
Yes, horribly.
Yes.
And make sure there are no particles.
Yes. So he's asking that. What is the criterion of no particles? This is.
But it means he can check. So what? Very called with the naked eye, he can't see any particles.
就是说你肉眼看，没有任何你能看见的那个颗粒。
可不可以我这么理解？就是说我洗到最后，然后我放上水，然后比如说把它盖好，然后我搅拌一下。搅拌，比如搅拌个一分钟、两分钟，然后我检查那个水里边看看有没有 particle。如果没有，那我就视为洗净，可不可以这样？
So he's telling that. So his way of checking is that. So in the end, after he washed the stirring machine, so he put some water into the machine and stir it, and then so then he put it was called he poured this water out and see if there's any particles inside the water. If there's no particles, that means that this machine is fully cleaned.
Very good.
挺好。
Okay.
So now, now in the lunchtime, now all the bhikkhus, they go in here and so forth, they offer Buddha Puja. And after they also share food, with spoons, everybody has spoon and gives, and so forth like that. And someone else also coming from, now bhikkhu, with his spoon, he gives to someone else's bowl. Someone else's bowl, and he put his spoon inside another. So, and his spoon touches Samanera's foot inside, and the bhikkhu takes this and puts it in his bowl. Offense. What offense?
Pachiti. Pachiti.
It's called... So then now, according to this explanation, it's called... It is Ogahitaka. Taking it by himself. And after, if he wants to eat and so forth, because he took it by himself, no? He has not been offered.
Yes.
The samanera did not give to him.
Yes, so if he eats, it's
by taking Ugahitaka, it's Dukata. And after and so forth, because according to the school, and according to the Pachitya number 40, is again you fall other Dukatas and so forth by taking it, another is called Pachitya by following it.
他说中午比库上面分享食物的时候，然后比库把自己的自己的勺子放上面那玻璃，然后他往那个勺子往里边倒食物的时候，他那勺子粘在上面那玻璃里边食物，然后他把勺子放回自己玻璃，然后那个食物跟自己玻璃食物混在一起了。然后在这种情况下，因为他是拿取的那个未经授予的东西，这本身犯一个恶作。然后他后来再把那个食物吃进去的时候，犯了巴吉利亚。
Therefore now, after we become a bhikkhus, much careful samanya rasa, no? Don't put your spoon too much inside.
Yes, yes.
From you offer outside, but don't put your.
所以说在于是称为比库跟上满量赞扬食物是要注意注意那个勺子跟上满量食物不要靠太近。
Now, we have another story of Samanyaras now. Let's see that the bhikkhu puts his bowl on the stand. Okay, let's see that. Stand, what is it?
This is the stand.
The stand.
Okay.
Okay. And he tells the Samanyara, you take a cake. Samanya takes and he washes his hands. Samanya washes his hands and takes a cake. He moves it and Samanya puts it into Samanya's bowl.
Yeah.
No problem. Okay. So then.
So I explain this first.
Okay. He puts into his bowl and he touches the food, what is in his bowl. And then he goes to take another cake. The monk tells him, we take another cake. And Samanyara goes and takes. And some particles of the food fall from Samanyara, fall into the bhikkhu's bowl. Okay? This bhikkhu has to get this again of.
然后他那个是这上半年他把那块饼放在自己玻璃上，然后他那个手放在自己玻璃边食物，然后他手放在自己玻璃边食物之后，那个然后比库说，你还想要的话，你可以再从我玻璃边拿块饼。然后这上半年又去比库玻璃边拿块饼，拿的时候这个不，他手上这沾那自己玻璃边食物，开始掉比库玻璃边，这样的话这个比库玻璃是成受益。
So another thing is another story now. The people tells Samanyara go and take cake. Samanyara takes, and while taking, lifting it up, okay? So one piece of the cake breaks and falls into the bowl. So the bhikkhu has to offer here.
还有一种情况是这个比较比较上半拿着个饼的事儿，这是上半年把那个去玻璃上拿着个饼，然后这饼突然碎了，掉下一块那个掉到饼库玻璃，这个时候这个饼库不过也是成受益的。
Okay, in the same way now, if someone here, for example, while taking, okay, he makes the bowl of the bhikkhu move like that, okay? So again, this bowl has to be offered.
还有一种情况就是说那个这上半年从比库包里面拿食物的时候是比库的包发生位移，这种情况这个比库包要出事。
Samanyaka Prasadika gives many examples, but we have covered already many points, and I think you have understood that this rule is quite strict. So then, therefore, you must be careful that how when you receive things, make sure that everything is received in the proper way.
他说那个这样说那个就不断婴儿讲很多要点，我们就已经跟大家讲到了，然后就大家现在现在大家可以理解，这条件非常严的，所以说大家一定要注意，受一定要小心，就是保证这个食物是如法的，受的。
Okay, so in, if there are no other questions, you can go to the next room.
So if there are only 7 questions, we can continue. Okay, next question. The next rule means
next rule. Now we have finished many of these rules. We go Pachitya 74. Excuse me, 47.
47.
Now I'm saying that we finished.
So that means Mahanamasika. Okay.
Mahanamasika.
Okay. 然后那个张老师下面讲巴吉亚第四十七条。那个巴吉亚第四十七条。
Going to read last time. Who read? Who don't remember it?
I don't remember.
Who read last time? You read last time?
No. I forgot. Who
forgot?
I don't know who.
I can read.
Okay. No, it's okay. I think last time, you know, you last time you read Genesis.
I read.
Huh?
Last time I read the story.
The story, Kanga Vitalina also?
Mm.
Okay, you read me.
Okay. Bo Yi Ti 47, Moha Nan Jie. 20, Fo Shi Zun Zai Shi Jia Guo Jia Pi Luo Wei Cheng Ni Ju Lu Shu Yuan Qi Shi Shi Moha Nan You Shen Duo Yao Shi Moha Nan Zhi Shi Zun Chu礼拜世尊已于一面坐矣。是摩诃男白世尊曰：“世尊，我欲于四个月以药请僧众自治。”善哉善哉，摩诃男，既于四个月以药请僧众自治矣。诸比库畏惧而不受，以此白世尊。诸比丘。听许受请四个月药资具自治。尔时朱比库对释摩诃男请少量药，释摩诃男尚有甚多药。释摩诃男二次至世尊处，白世尊：“世尊，我更欲四个月以药请僧众自治。”善哉善哉，摩诃男，然汝更欲四个月药四个月以药请僧众自治矣。诸比丘畏惧而不受，以白世尊：“诸比丘，听许受更请。”其实诸比丘对释摩诃男请少量药，摩诃男尚有甚多药。摩诃男第三次至世尊处，白世尊：“世尊，我欲于终生以药请僧众自治。”善哉善哉，摩诃男，然如于终生以药请僧众自治矣。诸比丘为甚而不受，以白世尊：“诸比丘，听许受常施请。”其实六群比库着内衣，披上衣不正，威仪不整。是摩诃男言：“大德，何故着内衣，披上衣不正，威仪不整耶？出家岂非应着内衣，披正上衣，以具足威仪耶？”六群比丘对摩诃男心生怨恨。六群比丘曰：“我等以何方便可以为难是摩诃男？”时六群比丘坐如是言：“有，释摩诃男以药请僧众自治。然有，我等向释摩诃男祈汝苏。”于是六群比丘至释摩诃男处而坐如是言：“贤者，要一陀那量之苏，大德，请待至此月夜，诸人将为运苏而往牛舍。” 请与明晨持去。二次、三次，六旬比丘向释摩诃难请持，贤者，卿无意给予而请自自耶？卿请自自而不语。其实，释摩诃难积贤非难，何以大德等我为请持至此月夜，而不能等待耶？诸比丘闻释摩诃难之非难，诸比丘中少欲者非难，何以六群比丘释摩诃难焉大德，请持至此月夜而不能等待耶？乃至诸比丘，汝等时由释摩诃难而不能等待耶？实然，世尊。佛世尊呵责，愚人，何以汝等由摩诃难而不能等待耶？愚人，此非令未信者生信。乃至诸比丘，汝当如是送此学处，无病比丘可受四个月药资举之请，除更请，常施请罢。若过此而受者，不一提。无病可受四月药资具之情者，可以受病资具之自自情也。更请亦可受者，我病时应起而受，常施请亦可受者，我病时应起而受。若过此而受者，所请之药量有限制，由于业无限制，请之业有限制而药量无限制，所请之药量有限制，又业时亦有限制，请之药量无限制，又业时无限制，药量有限制者，取之药而言，以如此之药施于我，业有限制者，取业而言，于某业施于我，药量有限制，又业时有限制者，取药取业及药而言，以如此之药与某业施于我，药量无限制，又业无限制者，药业皆不取也。于药量有限制时，除所请之药，其他药者不宜提；于业有限制者，除所请之业外，于他业起者不宜提；于药有限制，于业有又于业有限制时，所请之药外，除所请之业外，其他药。他业者，不宜提；药量无限制，业无限制者，不犯也。无需用药而起药者，不宜提；需用某药而起他药者，不宜提；于过有过想而起药者，不宜提；于过有疑想，于过有不过想者，不宜提。于不过有过想者，突击罗；于不过有疑想者，突击罗；于不过有不过想者，不犯也。以所请之药而起其他药，于所请之业而起于其业。我等虽有如请如是等之药，但我等需用，如此之药，如此告而起之。我等虽有汝与某业所请，但我等需超过其业而用药，如此告而起药。为亲理者，请自自；为他人者，有己之才。痴狂者，最初之犯行者，不犯也。
Okay, now we have this. What does Ganga Vaitarya tell? Can you tell the Ganga Vaitarya?
No, 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 no,
在第七四个月药源药品的邀请，在四个月生病支援药品的邀请，此一切乃就物品事而说。这里的此意为有四个月病源药品的邀请，再度邀请或恒常性的邀请，一切都应接受，不应以我现在没有生病而拒绝，应当以在有病时我将祈求而同意接受邀请。假如从那期限超过而接受者，此中假如这里有作业或药的限定，只是多少业或多少药可以祈求，或者从那业的限制或药的限制超过，或不应用药而对药祈求，或应用余药而对他药而祈求者，心堕落。在释迦国，六群比库开始在起药的故事制定，共通制定无命令的三法心堕落，在未超过那规定存超过那想或疑者恶作，在未超过那规定存未超过规定想者，凡以药而邀请而从那更增加其他的在有需要，以及在以业邀请以及在以业业邀请或超过那业数，在有需要如此说了之后而祈求者，以及在对亲戚对个人的邀请而以作邀请，对未限制的邀请而以作邀请，为了他人或以自己的财物而祈求者，以及那疯狂者等无罪。这里有此四种构成要素：一、对僧团的，对僧团邀请；二、从那而起药；三、无病；四、超过限制业药。等起等与媒介学处等起相似。
Alright, now from this rule, we can learn that we have to listen.To listen to Daika, what he wants to offer, and how much, and for how much time, okay? And accordingly, we have to accept. Don't try to manipulate the Daika's wish. So, not only about medicines, even about robes, about other things. So then, Devana,We can, this is the lesson we can get from this. Otherwise, the ayakas get upset.
No.但你不要试图去操纵那个事主的愿望，然后这个就是说去改变他的那个愿望，然后呢，然后这个不仅仅适用于药，也适用于就是医或者其他的那个其他资金，如果不这样做的话，那个事主可能会失望。
So there are two limits here. Limits if the Daika put limits. Now for example, the limit of the medicines he wants to offer.For example, he wants to offer only the, it's called, let's see, ghee oil, all right? Then the monk has to restrict himself to ask only for ghee oil. He should not ask for honey and all these things. Therefore, that's called, the monk should limit himself. If he exceeds, it's called, he asks some other medicine. The Daika did not invite them. This is Pachiti.
Pachiti or Dukkata?
Tanda petua, hanya ni biasa je ni banyak pet. Apa di pacit ya? Biasa je pariyat.
So this pacit occurs when this people receives, no?
Or by asking is pacit.
If he makes vinyati.
Makes vinyati, but by
vinyati itself.
By vinyati itself, it becomes pacit.
Yes.
Oh, okay. 他说那个。
这个地方限制有两种，一种是比如说这个师傅说我要给你供养那个素有，那这种情况下你就只能跟师傅索取素有，而不能像送礼蜂蜜或者其他东西，如果说你没完这个限制去索取的话，那你就会犯巴基迪亚。
No, and then there is a next limit which is called Ratparya. This is called the limit of the
time.
The time, right, nights or days.
Mm.
Okay. So if the Daika wants to offer for 4 months, what's called, he should, the monk does not, should not ask after four months.
Mm.
Okay, the meditation for 4 months, no?
Mm.
After 4 months passed, the monk should not ask the Daika, give me medicine. Give me, for example, ghee. You offer, you told ghee, no, give me ghee. But the time is past. Okay? This pachitya by asking the daiga, making vinyanti.
So that means whether daiga said, I will offer for 4 months or not. So the maximum for the bhikkhu is 4 months. Whatever the daiga says. So even the daiga says.
The daiga puts the limit, no?
The 4 months, you mean?
Yeah, we have to listen what the daiga says.
Okay, okay.
The limit about the medicine he wants to offer.
Mm.
And the limit about the nights, or
okay.
the days, or okay. the months.
Okay.
Now, we have explained about the limit of the medicine.
Okay.
I have explained about the limit of the time.
Okay.
The limit of the time is, if the daiga takes 4 months, okay? So then the bhikkhu should listen carefully.
Okay.
Okay, the invitation for 4 months.
Okay.
If 4 months passed, and then the daiga, the bhikkhu goes and asks his pachitya of
us. Okay. 不好意思，我刚讲这种自己提出限制，实际上是那个是那个师傅自己就是那个对那个药物种类的限制，种类限制。然后第二种限制是对时间限制，比方说师傅就直接给你指定说，我这个邀请的是长度为四个月，那么你就只能在四个月之内，像这种索取这样的东西。如果说在四个月之后你还想这个师傅索取这样的东西的话，就会犯这个八戒戒。
It says also, let me see after that. Now, let's see, the Daika invites, makes an invitation, and the Kankavati tells, so then one should not tell, no, I don't, I'm sick, I don't accept your invitation. The Kankavati suggests, okay, you accept, no problem. The invitation you can accept. But with the intention, if I get sick, then I will ask for the medicine. Okay? So therefore, you don't accept the medicine. Okay? The daiga wants to offer for 4 months. Then you can tell the daiga, okay, I will accept the invitation. Up to now, no problem. So then, after one gets sick, for example, within 4 months, one can go and ask. Again, no problem.
Okay.
So the medicine with the daiga offered, it is like, see, only giveaway. Right? He offers only giveaway. So, the bhikkhu accepts the invitation and he asks what, how long time? 4 months, okay. He does not, the bhikkhu does not exceed. He asks only for ghee oil within these 4 months. Up to now, no problem.
So, 有四个月病源药品的邀请，再度邀请或恒常性邀请，一切都应接受，不应以我现在没有生病而拒绝，应当以在有病时我将祈求而同意接受邀请。而这个地方是在他说应当以在有病时我将祈求动机，就是说你接受邀请的这个动机，就是说我当我有病的时候我就会要这个需求。 然后这样说，在你接受这个邀请的时候，你这个时候你只是接受这个邀请，并不是接受那个药。然后就是说你的，当你真正接受那个。 但其实邀请的时候，你还问，应该问一下师傅，就是说我这个邀请可以持续多长时间？然后你在师傅指定时间段之内，你可以要这个药品。
Now, if the daika does not put limit on the medicine or on the time, how long, so then the bhikkhu can he invites the bhikkhu to ask him, but you can tell me any medicine you need, any time you invite me. So the bhikkhu can go and ask the daiga anytime he likes. There is no offense.
So there is no limit.
No limit in medicine, no limit in time.
So this foremost here does nothing. Okay. 然后那个这样如果说这个事主这样跟你说就是说你能他没有对这个时间做任何限制就是说你任何时间需要这种需要这种药品都可以得到人了那么这个比库他就在任何时间都可以就是找皮库要药这种药品不是找就是药品然后那个就按照这个去执行这样的所以可以
So, and then after that, there is, how they translate in Chinese, how the next sentence, how they translate it?
So that means, this sentence?
After, there is no limit in the medicine, there is no limit in the nights, there is no fence.
Uh-huh.
After that, there is another sentence, how they translate it?
There is no offense. It didn't mention there is no offense.
Oh, no, but, what? Never pesadena. Oh, no, but.
Na
besaja pariyandi, na rati pariyandi, na but. This is, I already explained this, no?
No, just now, you did, okay, anana besaja, tata, che, where, you didn't,
anana, but, anana.
You didn't,
besaja pariyandi.
Okay, let me see, na besaja pariyandi, na rati pariyandi, na tata, oh, okay, it's, anana, but, you're talking about anana,
I explained this.
Ah.
After that, there is this one, you can find how they translate it.
So the four factors?
No. Nabbesajjanaka, this is Vinayabhidaka.
Oh, Vinayabhidaka, okay. I thought it's Kangyurin. Okay. So it's not Vinayabhidaka, no? Vinayabhidaka. Okay. Besajjapariyanta, let me see. Okay. Let me see.
你说清楚要而请其他要,就是第三个括号。
嗯，他是那个律藏里边，律藏里边不犯的条件，不犯条件，我看是吗？第是括号三里面。嗯，等我看一下，我不知道你啊，括号三里边，缩减之下，缩减之下七七。
到底啊？嗯，hearing。OK，yeah，Anapati。 What is another? The first anapati. The first anapati.
Okay, the first
anapati. After the first anapati, there is this sentence. How
okay,
they translate it?
Okay, let me see. After the first anapati, if there's no need to use medicine and you beg for medicine, that is pachiti.
There is no need to use medicine?
And you
ask
for medicine.
Oh,
this
is
pachiti.
Okay. So they will now, although the Daika tells the bhikkhu, you ask me anytime, so then, you ask me for these 4 months like that. He makes invitation, the Daika makes invitation. But if the bhikkhu does not need the medicine and ask for the medicine, it's bachit.
他说那个就这样这个地方给大家解释那个律藏里边那个有一句话叫做无需用药而起药者不宜提。 就是说，那个这个这这这这个就是这个这个适应过这种药，然后你是在这个基石组规定时间之内去洗用这种药，但是你洗用这种药的时候，你其实并没有病，那个需要用这种药，然后这种情况下，你去跟去就是要这种药，就是巴基迪。另外一个第二条。啊？
另外一个第二条。
同一条，第四十七条。
就不能当终身药储存，
什么？就不能当终身药储存，
对呀、啊，就不像供直接供养你的感觉，就是说，你的意思就是我现在没得病，但我猜我将来一年内肯定会得病，是这个意思吗？不是，这个终身药嘛，可以储存嘛。
对
呀、啊。就按照这条戒的话，邀请居士邀请的内容是你得病了才能来药，不得病是不能来药的。
对。
是这个概念的。
Okay, the rest are easy to understand, no?
It's
not very
easy.
And there are also no any sanyami walkers here. If one mistakes the time, or mistakes the amount of the medicine that Daika wants to offer, and as called, these again, there are dukkha offenses.
然后如果就是说比方说你对师主规定的时间或者要的种类这规定产生了误会然后因为师主做了索取然后你也一样会犯巴西利亚
So, but in their own offenses, the bhikkhu can tell the daika that, look, you have invited us with these kind of medicines, but we don't need these medicines. We need other medicines, and just inform the daika. Don't ask the daika. Just inform him. There is no offense.
然后是让这个地方给大家讲，律藏里边这个不犯那个。 他这里边有一句话，叫做那个，我等虽有如情，虽有如情，虽有如此之药，但我等需用如此如此之药，如此告而起之，不犯。意思就是说呢，虽然说那个师主给你这个药请，灌你一种药，但你比方说你得了一种病，你需要用其他药，那这种情况下，你可以那个就到施主那地方。 说那个，您虽然给我们供养这种药，但是我们现在那个，但是我们现在需要这种药，就只是跟这个事主告诉主这么一种情况，这样的话是不犯。Again,
if the time has passed of the invitation, the time of invitation, let's say 4 months passed. So and then the bhikkhu tells the daika, so the 4 months you have invited us to for take medicine all passed. Okay, but we need medicine. We meet medicine now. Just to inform the daika.
Okay.
You don't tell him, give me. You just tell him, we need medicine. Also now the time is past, we need medicine. So just to inform the daika.
No offense. 如此告而起药，意思就是说那个师主师主所灌的药呢，他规定的时间已经过了，然后这个事儿你得了病，然后需要这种药，然后这个事儿你可以跟师主说，那虽然您已经在这段时间给我们做这个邀请，但现在已经过这时间，我们还是需要用这个药，如果你只是跟那个师主表达这种需要，而不是跟对师主做个命令，那个请给我什么药，这样的话是不犯的。
Okay, if you have any question, you can ask.
但是没问题的话可以问。刚刚这条适用于其他的要求吗？是吧？比如说，就有师主打电话到龙树林中来说，我想供养你们一批那个地毯。那后来这个就是专门管这个事，哎，我们现在不需要地毯，我们需要什么什么什么，这样可以说吗？您
能告诉您那什么是什么吗？就说。
这如法的就好吗？我们需要杯子，类似于就这种物品，就说可不可以适用这像这句话一样的？
那我就一辈子有一个，因为我最不通物品，可能不一样，我可以问。我就你先说杯子，那我就是杯子。So he's asking that. So do these two clauses apply for other requisites as well? So for example, if the daika tells. Okay, so but during this month, you know, if you want some carpet, so we can offer a carpet. We can offer a carpet, and then this bhikkhu tell the.
It doesn't apply. It applies only for medicines.
Only for medicines.
Because this is a very special case. No, because it's about sickness. No, you fall sick, weakness. Now, if you don't have carpet, you can't. You are not going, it doesn't interfere your life much. But if your health deteriorates, of course, then the Buddha put special allowance for that. Even if, for example, if the bhikkhu has no invitation, sometimes no invitation, so then one can ask daikas to give medicine without invitation. But this rule applies when the daika put limits, no?
Put limits. Okay.
Put limits.
Okay.
Okay. So don't exceed the limits. So then, that is, if the, you know, for example, you go to for Pinnapada and you
feel fever, like shivering, like that. You can go to the shop and tell the people, I have fever, I need some medicine and so on. You can tell them. The people can give you, no problem. But this rule is about limit, no. If the daiko already limits his alcohol, then you don't exceed that. Then you fall in pachiti of it.
他说那个其实对于药来说呢，你这样就处理是有要请情况，但是这个要求你不能超过限制。然后你不能稍微限制，但是对于药来说，哪怕你有时候得了病，然后是没有给你任何邀请，你也可以主动去找师傅说，我现在得了病，能不能跟我怎么样？比方说你的拖把事突然发现身体开始发抖，然后可能身体还是开始痉挛。
在这种情况下，你可以直接给师傅请上殿，可以直接把他上殿给你的地儿说，我现在已经这样，我需要什么什么药，这是允许的。然后这种但是在这个情况是没有邀请的情况，然后需要就处理是有邀请的情况。大家有没有问题？那个，我想问一下，那个就是那个是中文文字的问题，不是那个戒律问题。
是律藏还是律藏
那个不犯那个。
有一个为亲离者的，就中文字面的意思是在家人是吗？就是我出家之前的亲戚朋友是这个意思吗？我问一下。嗯。Vinay Vinay，Anapati。Anapati。然后还有那个。啊，对，等一下，我先问这个啊。
So he is asking about this Nyatakarnam. So Nyatakarnam means relatives only.
Relatives.
So this relatives means only lay people.
Of course lay people. It means about lay people. Not about
Sabrahmacharis.
That means blood relatives.
Blood relatives. Okay.
Mother, father, sister, brother, cousins, grandfather, grandmother, and what? These are the relatives.
So that means generation something.
It's like you don't count about Brahmins like Brahmins count. We count normal.
Okay.
What are living persons?
Okay.
Not seven generations. They are dead, no?
No, but that. Because you're talking about blood relationship, no? So
yes, but Nyataka, I don't know what the like, Brahmin calculation is about normal calculation.
Okay. 然后他说那个地方心理学修行，然后包括那个父母、兄弟姐妹，然后也包括那个堂姐，那个不是堂兄弟姐妹和那个表兄弟姐妹。
那这个意思就是说，施主是向我是比库，施主是向我做出邀请，然后我同意了以后，然后我妹妹生病了，然后我就跟施主说，我说我需要某种药，是这个意思吗？So
here this Nyatakarnam means that for example, if this Bhikkhu sister got sick. And this people can go to Daika and ask the Daika for the medicine and take this medicine for his sister.
No. This means it's called if the, for example, the relatives. Okay, they put the time limit. Time limit. One day we want to offer you. Now you become a monk. Let's say mother, sister, and so forth, or brother. They come and tell the bhikkhu, look, you become a monk, and we want to offer for 4 months. 4 months, any medicine you for the rainy season, whatever medicine you need, you tell us. 4 months. So the monk accepts. Okay, 4 months. But after the 4 months passed, he goes and asks them. So according to this rule, no offense.
他说这个地方是那个施主的心切情况，就是那个施主，比方说你父母给你一个邀请，就是我本来只在那个4个月之内给我灌上这些药，但是你4个月以后病了，你还是因为那个施主是你父母，所以你还是直接可以找你父母要。
那这个他的翻译是完全相反的，为亲离者。你要他是中文是为亲者吗？没有，他没有。Nyataka，for
example, for daikas who invite is offense. Already?
就我的意思。Not
Nyatakas.
No. Yes. We understood because the Chinese translation is wrong. The Chinese translation translated as called Nyatataya or something like that. Nyata could tie, something like that. For the purpose of the relative, something. It's a very wrong translation. Okay.
Oh, it's wrong.
对，但这这这个跟你把理是完全完全错误的，因为他那个如果是为的话是另外一个词。对，比方说那个为他人，他又用的那个为就是那个为他人翻译的没错。哦，那个是对的。然后那个请赐字者是谁啊？对。So he's asking about this what's called pavarita, tana.
Pavarita is called for those people who invited. Who invited means. Hotel, for example, Monday for these 4 months we give medicine. But if you need more medicine, you can tell me. Special invitation, for example. Now, the Daika tells Monday we invite this whole Sangha for 4 months medicine. You please also please in, accept our invitation for 4 months. But you, Monday, you are a very good monk. If you need something more, you tell me after 4 months passed. Special invitation. Then it is no offense according to this rule. Okay.
Pavarita
that means they make special invitation for you.
Okay. 然后他说这种职特别的邀请，他说那个字字翻译绝对是没问题，绝对是错误的，跟字字一点关系都没有。他说那个，因为字是邀请那个词嘛，你说那个那个那个那个那个祖师那边也有那个邀请的意思，不是跟字字没关系。然后他说这种职特别邀请，比方说那个那个侍者是主，那个对这个僧团说，关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关关
这种情况是可以的，就是你如果这种情况这个比库四个月之后是可以去拿的。
然后他那个为他人这个人是指比库吗？
没有说比库。So he's asking about this Anyasa.
Anyasa is for somebody else.
For somebody else. Especially for bikus. Only.
Yeah.
Only
for you. You. Someone else and so forth. It is a brahmachari.
It's a brahmachari. 同犯行者。
哦，同犯行者。
对。
哦，那就不是又不是为他人了，是为其他的同犯行者。
对，但是那个他人这个翻译是没错，这个他那个字面意思就只是他人而已。
哦。
对。
但是实际上是指同犯行者。
对，那可能是著述里边内容，但是他这个字面意思就是他人。对。
哦哦哦。
So for he can exceed the limit.
嗯。
For if all the limit passed, no, and after the limit, as called, is passed, then Bhikkhu A asks for Bhikkhu B.
啊。
It's no offense.
啊，他说这个情况哪怕就是已经过期了，就比方说人家那个邀请值四个月，让你四个月以后你去那个为另外一个Bhikkhu就跟那个居士做邀请。这是你可以跟他去做那个索取是可以的。
哦。然后那个有几只财是就是说我在净人那儿有那个如法礼品，我去找净人，这无期限是吗？
So he is asking about this Atanodanian means this bhikkhu has money under the cupping cutter like that.
Not only money, maybe somebody has already offered to him.He is in stock somehow, and let's see, some other daika comes and offers to him some about one gallon of honey, for example. And he has all the honey. He can actually take from his own property, from the honey which has been offered from another daika. So then, when the 4 months is finished, let's see. The first daika comes and for 4 months you ask for honey.
Okay.
So then, after 4 months finish, during the 4 months, let's see, another daika comes and offers gallons of honey.
4 gallons of
honey. So then, when the 4 months passes, he uses these 4 gallons of honey. Up to the 4 months he did not use it, because he would get honey from the first daika. But then, when the 4 months finishes, he uses from his own honey.
他说但是这个平常这样，他说这个地方可以是你说让这些贱人有钱，但是也可以说也不一定有钱，但是可以是自己的其他物品，比方或者是自己的从世俗人得的供养。比方说这样，比方说那个一个就是过来跟你说那个尊者会供养四个月蜂蜜，然后在此之前可能另外一个世俗。已经那个，他说这在之前另外一个施主，他已经给这个比库供养四加仑的蜂蜜，然后那这个情况在这四个月之内呢，那个这个比库可以向第一个施主做一蜂蜜，然后四个月之后他可以使用自己那个四加仑的蜂蜜，这是没问题的。
哦， 就是把那个时间不一定是从邀请开始算，可以，就是说，第一个施主是四家轮封命，
不是对，第一个施主四家轮封命，
然后第二个施主他是说四个月，然后
你随便过来取，
那这个四个月就是说不是从邀请那天开始算，是从我把。前一个施主结束了以后，
不是那个前一个施主他直接把东西给你了，然后你把这四封先来，对对对，然后储存起来了，
储存起来，
但你暂时先不吃，然后先吃那个四个月的邀请，
哦，先吃四个月邀请，
对，先吃四个月邀请，然后四个月邀请吃完之后再吃四加仑蜂蜜啊，那个就是四个月过了以后你就不能那
个原来那个，
对，就这样。
嗯，那这不说也可以，其实，
嗯，
你本来就自己的东西呀。
对，其实你在进人那儿前，你也不用说，我觉得那人对。
然后我想问一下，那个就是，那个，如果施主说我那个您什么时候如果施主说如果您需要药，然后可以来找我，他这里面没有包含那个时间，没有包含时间。然后我如果没有问的话，有没有默认的时间？
所以if
如果我没有问的话，啊，对，我就是刚才那个，对，有没有默认时间？我就是
怎么问。So he is asking that. So why this be this is the Adaka giving invitation? He didn't specify the time. And the Bhikkhu didn't ask the time also. The Bhikkhu didn't ask the time.So in that case, is there any what's called custom, or let's say what's called a consensus, and what's called consensus without speech in this case, between this daika and the bhikkhu about the time? This daika, when he made the invitation, he didn't specify about time. The bhikkhu didn't.
This actually interferes with this rule. Now this rule is basically.When the daika already put the time, the limit, okay? And then you can't exceed that limit.
Okay.
This is what the rule wants to tell you.
Okay.
So, but in other cases, what? No problem. If the daika does not specify the time, does not care about time, so then the monk does not need to ask him also. So that means it's open. Open invitation. But it is closed invitation.
他说这样这种处理情况呢，就是说那个人家就是已经给你这个限制了。然后你就不能超过他的限制。至于说他没有提他的限制，他自己不提时间限制，你也可以不用去问他时间限制，你只管拿就可以了。对，
就是我可以是生无限的。
对，你就可以认为他是无，他不提时间限制，你也没必要去问时间限制。对。
然后那这种情况也适用于除了药以外的其他东西吗？就是这个施主没说时限就是无限的。就这种想法，这种做法也适用于其他的。
So if this daika is called offer, this daika made an invitation to the bhikkhu on other requisites, but not medicine, not other requisites, and it didn't specify time. So in that case, this bhikkhu can just he doesn't have to ask this daika about time limit, and he can simply take this requisite from this daika.
Yes, for other requisites also, the daikas don't specify time, it is open.
对，那在这里是一样，一样都没问题。
Oh.
Another thing, especially with medicine, I told you now, for example, if now you go for pinabata and you get fever, you can run to the shop and so forth, or ask the people from the house that I have fever and so forth, do you have some Panadol, something like that? And it's an offense. If you directly ask him for medicine, it is a special allowance. Because these people, they don't put any limit. It is open. But now, with this case was that the daika already put some limit. And you have to respect that. He already invited you for medicine, and he put, he has to offer only this kind of medicine. You can't ask for other medicine. You have to see the capacity of the daika. Okay, they have to respect this capacity. This is what the message of these rules wants to tell you.
然后他说再重复一遍，就是这样的处理情况是：第一，施主有邀请；第二，这个邀请有限制的情况。如果说是这有邀请，但是没有任何限制。
这那无所谓。还有一种情况就是那个特殊情况，就比如见别人那个，你在脱钵过程中那个都自己发烧了，这种情况哪怕完全没有邀请，你可以直接跑到商店说你们有没有普通行动牌，我发烧了，这是允许的。
Mm-hmm. If one goes for pizza butter, you can ask the people if he gets fever or something, like he's sick.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. If you can go even to the doctor and talk to him,
uh-huh.
Now it's called, because doctors they charge, but uh-huh. usually if you, the monk talks, talks and so on, the doctor is not going to charge.
Uh-huh.
So I can make ask uh-huh. him, it's called, also the doctor did not find you.
Uh-huh.
So you can go to the doctors.
但是你可以
lay people over.
他说你是那个，甚至你可以直接找医生。医生一般来说要收钱，但是如果说看那比护理员病人过来，他也不会收钱。
嗯，然后那个我还想问一下，因为那个这个故事里边，他六旬比丘要的不是中成药，而是七日药酥油。
嗯。
然后刚才长老说那个，就是说那个病了，然后没有许可就可以直接要药，或者
那个是终身药。对，你说
那个是不是禁止终身药
？OK.So he is asking that, so in the story, this Chabagya bhikkhus, they're actually asking for ghee, no? They're asking for ghee.
Mm.
So this is actually a sathakarika, sathakarika. But in your story, so called the bhikkhu who went for pinapat, who got sick on his way. In that case, that bhikkhu is asking for yavajivika.
No, medicine, I give an example.
Okay. No, that's what he said.
Fever and so what, because now usually you don't go and ask people from ghee and so what,
uh-huh.
except if you want to prepare some decoction
uh-huh.
and the doctor gives some prescription.
Uh-huh.
So then you are short of ghee, uh-huh. also there are bottles, hundreds of bottles here.
Uh-huh.
But so then let's say you are in an area which is completely devoid of any, uh-huh. any other facility.
Uh-huh.
So you can, if the doctor told you that you have to prepare ghee with this medicine, otherwise you can't take it. But you don't have ghee. Then you can go to the village and say, but tell people that this doctor gave me this prescription. And I need ghee to prepare, otherwise you can't take the village. Of course, people, they will try to supply you. It's no offense according to the Vinaya. This is what I'm telling you.
Okay.
It's not only about yavajivika, any medicine.
Any medicine means...
Medicine, satahakalika, javajivika, even yamakalika, but anyway, there is too much luxury.
So how about the yavakalika?
Yavakalika, of course, different. I'm telling about medicine. Yavakalika, not medicine.
Yavakalika, okay.
Okay?
Yavakalika is different.
I'm telling about medicine. Now, yamakalika, satahakalika, javajivika, medicine.
Okay.
Okay, you can ask any of these.
Uh-huh.
If you are really sick, if you are really serious problem, you can ask for the people,
okay.
not just for fun.
Okay.
So, I gave you example with fever and so on. You can ask Benadryl.
Okay.
You can ask ghee, honey, all like that. You want to prepare some medicine.
Okay.
And you don't ask it for entertainment, for fun.
Okay.
So, it might be some, even, I call it, some reason to ask for that.
Okay.
Otherwise, without using them, without any reason, look at that.
Okay. He said this地方可以包括终身药，可以包括七日药，可以包括一日药。然后他说但是就是那个说用七日药情况，比方说，但一般情况下你是不得病时不会跟人要酥油，要酥油一般出现这种情况，就是比方说你这个病人大夫已经给你开过药方了，这个药方里是包含酥油的。你到那去之前要这个药时候必须要酥油，那这个情况你可以要。一日药也是一样，就必须要有原因，就是说你这个病确实需要这个东西。然后你才能跟他要。如果说不是因为确实需要这个东西，那个是为了其他原因，比方说为了追求什么一种乐趣去要这个药，还是犯那个恶作。
Okay. Now, Chabaya Bhikkhu is asking for ghee oil because he wanted to insult him.
Uh-huh.
And Chabaya Bhikkhu knew that it takes long time to get ghee.
Now,
he will try to attack him now because he gives the time. So. That's why the story goes about ghee. They use this kind of, what's called,excuse, so they pretend they need ghee. Actually, they did not need ghee. They tried to insult Mahana. Okay, that's why he asked for ghee. And this, according to this rule, you fall into offense if you don't need it. This is what Chabagya Bhikkhu did.
That's
why now it is Chabagya Bhikkhu, they did not need ghee. Actually, they want to insult Mahana, but that's why they ask for ghee. That's why I have the story in ghee. That doesn't mean only ghee you can ask. You can ask any other anything, depends what the daika invites you to ask.
然后他说这个这个这个在这故事里边，这个这个六线比库县那个摩诃男，那个他那个要这个酥油，并不是因为他们真正需要这个酥油，而是因为他们想侮辱这个摩诃男。他知道这个摩诃男为了搞到这个酥油要花很长时间，所以他们故意就专门要这个酥油。但是这个故事里边讲的时候是酥油，但不代表你要的时候就只能要酥油，而是其他东西也包括在内。
The city is living.
像班姐举个例子。
The city is living.
抽波的时候感冒了嘛？那你问在家人要药的时候，在家人给你药了。但他给你很多药。那个多下的药，就是是不这些药只能在家人的时候还吃下去？人走了，还是可以就是说吃下去还有很多药带走？
So he's asking that. So for example, if he got sick on the way to the Pinnipat, and he went to Dayaka's house and asked for some as if a panadol like that, and then this Dayaka offered this because a lot of panadol like that. So then he's asking that is it a must for this bhikkhu to take this panadol on the spot, or is it allowable for this bhikkhu to take the remnant panadol with him back to the monastery, like that.
You must be actually now, you see, must be moderate. Now people sometimes they won't offer much, but you must be moderate to know, as called, that must be happy with the little thing you have given to you. Even to get over your sickness. You get only the amount which is enough for you to get over your sickness. Don't take much from the daika. That's why now we have the example of this, what is it called? When the daika is going to offer more, you have only 3 balls to take, like for example, there's a limit,
yes.
3 balls. So then, in that case, otherwise, people will think they might want to keep, but after that, this monk, look, he took the whole packet. So then, after they will talk, this monk, they don't know limits. They don't know moderation. So they will blame the monks. It's better to take only what you need.
So what you need means what you need at the spot, or even after you go back to the monastery, you still need to take.
For the spot, you might need 2 tablets. Okay? Uh-huh. You can't take paracetamol, you can't take more.
Yes.
2 tablets. Maybe after 4 hours, you might need 2-4 more tablets. Maybe in the night, you might 2 more. Okay. Therefore, you can take 6 tablets.
Okay.
And then after you return in the monastery, you know that it is available in the monastery. Don't take the whole packet. Therefore, no. Even if the daika want to offer you, then no. You just be humble and don't be greedy for this.
他说举个例子来讲，就是说比方说你在那个药，你在那吃的时候，那一次你只能吃2片，然后但是你知道你回来以后今天中午还要吃2片，晚上还要吃2片，那你就拿6片可以。但是说能不，但不要再拿多。如果你再拿多的话，可能会破坏掉对你的信心。
对，是的。
所以
问一下，请问，那个驱蚊的，比如那些涂抹身上的那个药水，比如说那个夏季热季已经过了，这是在寒季。
寒季现在也有。
是保存吗？
是以保存。
就是说我还有资格，就是说留在故地。
为什么不能留在故地呢？
你不是说没病吗？
Chong Shen Yao. So he's asking that about this mosquito repellent. Mosquito repellent. So he's asking that if the mosquito season is already passed, is it suitable for him to still keep this mosquito repellent in his kuti?
Excuse me, if the mosquito is what?
So if the mosquito season has already passed, then it is suitable for him to still keeping this mosquito repellent in his kuti.
How he got this repellent?
他说你是怎么得到这个驱蚊剂的？
药房。
From the pharmacy.
That's for common use.
也有是供
的。It is for common use.
No, he said. Some from the pharmacy, some offer by the diet.
It is his own property, no? If it is a dike offers and so what is your property? You can keep it for years because expire it is about 3 years maybe. You keep it till it expires. But if it's for common use, you take it for the pharmacy and you need for example for 1 night, 2 nights, you use it and return it if it's for common use. Don't keep it in your kut because other months might need to tell you.
他说这个如果是个公家，你那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那
相应的。
有功用的，有功用。它有个盒，里边盒有个那个什么那个消毒药膏的盒。
哦，这种功用的，就其他的药你可以一盒拿回去。
对。
哦，我用来了。
它那个有特别桌子。
哦，对。
那是在另外一个什么？
Any question tomorrow, no?
没什么，还有什么想问的，大家可以明天。Maya katam punyam samina namo ditabha Samina katam punyam mayam dattava Sadhu sadhu namo dhami Oka sadhara tena katam sabba vachyam kamartam vipante Sadhu namo dhami vipante Sugyota nidukota nibana vachyam